talking wellness at Memorial Care Health System. It's time for Weekly Dose of Wellness. Here's Deborah Howell.
And welcome to the show. We're so pleased you're with us. I am Deborah Howell, and this is your Weekly Dose of Wellness. Today's guest is Dr. Lynn Nguyen, a pediatrician at Memorial Care Medical Group's primary care office. She went to medical school at the U of California San Diego School of Medicine and completed an internship and residency at the University of California Irvine Medical Center. Dr. Nguyen believes in the power to change a child's well-being through preventive care and partnering with parents to achieve the best care possible for their child. Welcome, Dr. Nguyen.
Thank you so much for having me, Deborah.
It's all our pleasure. Let's dive right into the topic at hand. What are some of the important statistics on childhood obesity?
Well, I hope by now we all are aware of how severe of a public crisis obesity is. Mm-hmm. And that major changes need to be done, and they need to be done soon in order to stop this true epidemic. And the numbers are absolutely frightening, especially in our pediatric population. The data from 2012 show that one-third of our children and adolescents are currently either obese or overweight, and specifically one in eight preschoolers are now obese. This is at least triple the rate of, you know, just one generation ago.
It's heartbreaking.
It really is. And it's scary for me to think about where the next generations are headed if we continue this trend.
That's right. Now, what are the immediate health effects of childhood obesity?
Mm-hmm. No doubt, it has very many harmful effects. And the alarming thing is how early those effects take place. Mm-hmm. For example, as pediatricians, we used to very rarely take care of a child with hypertension. And nowadays, there are teens on high blood pressure meds that are on the rise. We see things like breathing problems, sleep apnea, asthma, joint problems, fatty liver affecting our children even before they become adults.
I hate hearing all of this, and I'm sure you do too. So what are the short-term effects, and now we have the long-term health effects on top of the short-term effects. What are some of those?
Yes, absolutely. So one piece of data that is now new and very worrisome is that our children today actually have a shorter life expectancy than their parents. And it's because of things like type 2 diabetes, which used to be called an adult onset diabetes,
right?
Which is now, unfortunately, a term that is no longer correct because we have teens with type 2 diabetes. The children are who are overweight or obese are about five times more likely to be overweight or obese as adults. And in their cases, obesity tends to be more severe. And with that will come things like hypertension, high cholesterol, coronary heart disease, stroke, or even cancers, endometrial breast and colon cancer, just to name a few. And let's not forget the greater risk of the social and psychological problems. Yeah. Such as, you know, early on being bullied and discriminated as a child, developing self-esteem problems, and later on developing depression into adulthood.
Well, it sets the tone for your whole life, if that's how you start life. Okay, that's all the bad stuff, Doctor. Now, let's get into the good stuff. How can parents prevent or reverse obesity in their child?
Yes, I agree. I love to focus on positive parts, and prevention is definitely the key. And in fact, in my clinic, I never, really mention the words things like fat or sometimes even diet. We just talk about the healthy lifestyle choices and healthy food choices. Mm-hmm. And those things need to be introduced as early as actually the first time we think about introducing solid foods.
Right.
We discuss the healthy and unhealthy choices as early as 9 months because we want to get those vegetables on board first before we do the sweets. And as the child grows older and becomes more aware, it's very beneficial for them to see their parents and grandparents and the teachers as role models mm-hmm. by eating the healthy meals and snacks, preparing good breakfast in the morning,
yes.
picking up the fruits and vegetables at grocery stores, walking to places that we can walk. So there's so many things that we can do very early on just to show the child how things should be. And things like the sweets and chips and sodas and juices, which is such a big part of our diet these days, and we think of that as norm, actually should be just only as, you know, very special treats or at parties.
Right, right.
That's what we need to do.
I'm glad to hear you say that because some parents say never, never, never. I mean, you know, I can't imagine going through childhood without having a potato chip or two, you know.
Absolutely. You want to enjoy those sweets and treats that, you know, is part of childhood, but as a very special, you know,
that's
part
right.
of childhood.
On your birthday.
Yes.
How important is physical activity, doctor, in reducing and preventing childhood obesity?
Oh, absolutely. That's the most important strategy in preventing obesity. So what I tell a lot of my parents is your child does not need to be a varsity team athlete in order to be considered active.
Right.
Every single minute of the day of physical activity really counts. And we're all busy these days. But the recommended 45 minutes to 1 hour a day exercise can be broken down to 30 minutes, 15 minutes, even 1 minute activities here and there. Mm-hmm. And no matter how busy our lives are, we can always find 15 minutes in order to get our children moving during the day. And it's walking, anything, you know.
Even during the school day, when they're sitting down for much of the day, maybe our schools can play a better role in helping to curb childhood obesity by offering some form of movement.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So, and it starts with preschool. It starts with the first moment the child leaves home and goes into a school environment. If the good habits are introduced early on and the bad habits are never there in the first place, then things are much easier down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So the teachers can actually lead to indoor-outdoor activities, all the lunch choices. There should never be a bad lunch choice on
right.
the menu, because then kids will think that that's okay because mm-hmm. it's at school, because my teacher is giving it to me. So
I remember,
those things are definitely important.
I remember, you know, when recess came, we couldn't wait. We just run out the door and just go crazy,
right.
just get all that pent-up energy out. I mean,
right.
does that still occur on playgrounds today, or does everybody just go out and play with a device, electronic device?
That kills me. So you're bringing up another big piece that I think will be very worrisome down the road is the screen time. So in the past, it used to be just TV and computer, but
mm-hmm.
now we have the smartphones and the tablets, and it's with children pretty much 24/7. It's
yep.
now the way that we use to control and discipline our children, and the recommended 1 hour screen time is now increased to probably 4 or 5 hours a day that the child is with a device, and that time should be spent running around, being active. Yeah, so that's very worrisome.
Yeah, real games instead of cyber games.
Yes, absolutely.
So if our listeners want more information on childhood obesity and how to reverse or prevent it, where can they go?
The most reliable resource is the CDC website, because that's where we get the most updated data. But
mm-hmm.
for a parent, as far as tips on day-to-day basis, the American Academy of Pediatrics developed a wonderful website of healthychildren.org where
mm-hmm.
they can go and find tips on pretty much all of the very basic health issues, including obesity, including what pack in the lunches and how to get your child moving.
Beautiful. So once again, that's healthychildren.org, or the Center
yes.
for Disease website is cdc.gov. Thank you so much, Dr. Nguyen, for coming on the show today. I wish we had a lot more time. Childhood obesity is a huge subject, and we've really enjoyed talking with you about how we can reverse it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And please talk to your doctors about it at every child visit, regardless of what your child's BMI is.
Great advice. Great advice. All right. To learn more or to listen to a podcast of this show, please visit memorialcare.org. That's memorialcare.org. I'm Deborah Howell. Join us again next time. We'll explore another weekly dose of wellness. Have yourself a wonderful day.